It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The pandemic has exacerbated some of the circumstances that lead to human trafficking, according to the Colorado Human Trafficking Council. It launches a public awareness campaign this week. Maria Trujillo says she hopes to help people recognize these crimes in their own lives or in people around them.
So looking at ways in which people are being used and controlled, you know, if people are being isolated, they're being watched over, and also other forms of obvious abuse, bruising, someone who doesn't really know where they are, because a lot of times traffickers regularly move their victims from place to place.
She says human trafficking often takes the form of forced labor. Coronavirus is keeping hotel rooms in Denver empty. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
In October, occupancy stood at 47%. Less than half of rooms are filled. That's according to STR, a hotel analytics firm. Denver hotels have been stuck below 50% since March, when the first confirmed case of coronavirus struck Colorado. And nothing will likely change, the industry says, until a vaccine is widely distributed. Denver hotels report that business travelers and convention business, it's at almost zero. All of their bookings right now are leisure travelers. Many staycationing from around Colorado. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Will coronavirus deter holiday shoppers in Colorado? Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
Starting this month, holiday markets will spring up across the state. In Denver, the Cherry Creek Gift Festival is already underway with many local vendors selling handmade goods. You can also shop at the 16th Street Mall Holiday Festival in downtown or browse the Junior League of Denver's Mile High Holiday Mart, which is entirely online. Others around the state are also starting in the coming weeks. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have highs today in the 60s, 50s for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.